In early 1998, some of the architects of the Bush administration's Iraq strategy sent a letter to then-President Clinton calling on him to remove Saddam Hussein from power. Containment, they argued, had failed. The letter said that regime change needed to be the aim of American foreign policy. To do otherwise would allow a growing threat to go unchecked. The signatories included Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretaries Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Armitage at the State Department. In the post-9/11 world, the Bush administration's view has prevailed. That's come at the expense of another strategy, containment. One of the leading strategists for containing Saddam, rather than removing him, has been John Mearsheimer, a professor of political science at the University of Chicago. Despite the events of 9/11, Mearsheimer believes containment is still far preferable to war.
On the subject of containment, the first point that needs to be made is that it's not that difficult to contain Saddam Hussein. He's not that powerful, and he's not that aggressive. He has, in effect, been defanged over time. So the question is, what is the great threat here that's so difficult to deter or to contain? If he used any kind of weapons of mass destruction against us, we have the capability to retaliate massively against him. Even if Saddam acquires nuclear weapons at some point down the road, he can't use them because we will incinerate Iraq. And he wants to survive, and any of his successors will want to survive, and therefore they won't use those nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons are basically good for one purpose, and that's deterring another state from invading your homeland and effecting regime change. This is why we're not invading North Korea and why we are thinking about invading Iraq. Iraq has no nuclear weapons, and we think North Korea probably has nuclear weapons, and therefore we don't want to invade North Korea.
With all due respect, the argument for containment seems to have evaporated in Washington. At least it's not getting any traction. In fact, the threats would indicate that invasion is imminent. Why didn't the view for containment get more of a hearing?
What's going on is that the administration does not have a good case to make, and therefore they're threat inflating with regard to Saddam Hussein. They're trying to portray him as Adolf Hitler because that's the only way they can sell this policy. The American military is very powerful, has tremendous power projection capabilities, and it would be very easy in a crisis to move troops into the region. But there's no reason that you couldn't contain him at a relatively cheap price. He's just not that great a threat, and he's up against the United States of America.
What about critics who say that by containing him, he would still be able to pursue a nuclear strategy?
Well, I think there's no question that if you contain him and you don't remove him from power, that at some point in the distant future, he might get nuclear weapons. As long as inspectors are there, that's not going to happen. But at some point, the inspections regime will probably collapse. After that, it's likely that he would pursue and possibly acquire nuclear weapons. The question you have to ask yourself is, what are the consequences of that? And the administration likes to make the argument that if he gets nuclear weapons, to quote President Bush, he's going to be able to blackmail the world. To quote Condi Rice, he's going to be able to blackmail the international community. In fact, he's not going to be able to blackmail anybody because the United States is not going to let him. If you think about the United States during the Cold War, for 45 years we were up against the mighty Soviet Union, which had over 40,000 plus nuclear weapons and was run by tyrants like Joe Stalin and Nikita Khrushchev. That Soviet Union was never able to use nuclear weapons for offensive purposes against the United States. It was not able to blackmail the United States.
What if he passed nuclear components along to terrorists?
Well, if that threat were a real threat, then we should invade Iraq as soon as possible. I have no doubt about that. But that threat is not a serious threat either. It would be suicidal for Saddam Hussein to give al-Qaeda nuclear weapons, because al-Qaeda would use those nuclear weapons against either the United States or Israel. And in the event that happened, it is highly likely that both the United States and Israel would attack Iraq with weapons of mass destruction. Saddam surely understands that. The last thing he wants to do is give nuclear weapons to a terrorist group that he has no control over that could get him incinerated.
Well, John Mearsheimer, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome, Jackie.
John Mearsheimer is a professor of political science at the University of Chicago.